Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The plight of the South Korean missionaries held by the Taliban remains unresolved. We spoke to another Christian field worker in Afghanistan about other missionary safety. For security reasons, we'll call him John. Security is important, but they're not afraid.
Taekshu is getting to know the Afghan people and being very transparent when you're there. There are a lot of missionaries there that you won't know that they're, quote, missionaries. They're ministering, but they're doing it in such a way that the Afghans that are actually coming to know Christ are, you know, everything's kept very quiet. It's not about the missionary, but it's about the mission itself.
Next, the Jesus film is the most translated film in world history. Billions of people have seen it, and hundreds of millions of people have made professions of faith because of it. Now, they're celebrating the 1,000th translation, says Doug with the Jesus film.
The 1,000th language is the Lanka Khol language, and that is spoken in South Asia. And the people group is over a million people.
Doug says there's more work to do.
We are basically targeting at least another 500 languages that have 100,000 or more speakers. And as we are getting into these smaller and smaller people groups, the task becomes harder and harder.
And Craig Smith with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries on Eagle's Wings says they face challenges on their final Summer of Hope tour stop in Canada. The local school administration refused to allow them access to their facilities. They eventually used a parking lot of an area business. Then Smith received a call that his first granddaughter had died. Despite the trials, many Native young people came to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims around the world. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.